Just like that, another edition of Reality Radio begins here on this 21st of August. Hope you are well. We got stuff going on in the Northwoods that we'll tell you about here. As always, if you have something going on, let us know about it. We'd be glad to talk about your nonprofit group organization's event, WCQM at civicmedia.us. So we'll talk about all kinds of things happening in the next hour or so. Plus, we've got Craig back from Bader's Sports Center to talk a little outdoors, a little hunting. Morning, Craig.
Good morning.
A little time off. Last time we talked to you, you said you're taking a little time off and relax. That was kind of nice, huh?
Oh, yeah. Spent a week on a houseboat up in northern Minnesota.
Yeah?
Wonderful time.
Yeah, and the weather was nice, warm enough.
It was great. It was beautiful up there.
Fantastic. And Bader's is fired up and ready to go. We're just talking a little bit off air here about we're just banging our heads against the wall. Can't believe hunting season's already here, right?
Yeah. The early goose and early teal season start on September 1st, which is just around the corner.
Early goose and early teal. What's teal? Most people know what that is.
A small duck.
A small duck. Okay. Yeah. It's just a duck kind of.
Yep.
All right. We'll call it a duck. A teal. But that's coming up. When did you say?
September 1st that opens.
September 1st already.
Bear season opens up on September 4th. And then we got archery season, rough grouse season, those are the biggies up here. Those will open on September 14th. So,
all right.
Less than three weeks.
We're getting it rolling. Last time you were on, we warned people about the doe permits were going out on the 12th, and pretty much all gone except for a few here and there, right?
Well, all the doe permits for Price County are gone. All the ones for Oneida County are gone. There are still some private land tags available in Sawyer, Taylor, Vilas County, Ashland, and Iron had none to begin with, so we're pretty much wiped out for
pretty much
public land around here.
Pretty much taken care of and ready to roll as we get into the traditional gun deer season, of course, that Thanksgiving week or so. And people want to check out the ad in the paper. You guys have got all kinds of great hunting, not only everything in stock, but some great discounts too, right?
Right. All our hunting boots, hiking boots, Danner and Lacrosse are all on sale at 40% off. New clothing. Check out your hunting garb right now. And if you need some new stuff, we've got Scentlock, Game Hide, some Trail Crest stuff on sale, 40% off. Still got some good fishing deals. We got a couple months of fishing left. Fishing and boating stuff, 40% off right now.
All right, very good. Blinds, if people want to get protected from the elements out there, the technology on that every year, there's always really cool ways to stay out of the elements and do it pretty simply too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got, we're carrying stump blinds by Banks Outdoors down at the store. People have been past it. They've seen them sitting out front. We do offer delivery on those. We got to make arrangements for that with our delivery guy, but we can deliver it to your driveway. We aren't going to take it out in the woods and set it up for you. But
you got to do that, yeah.
And if you buy one of our blinds, we'll give you a $300 gift card.
Yeah, I saw that too, the gift card promotion going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So take advantage of that too. BaderSportsCenter.com. Do I have that right?
Correct.
BaderSportsCenter.com. You can check out the website. Fourth generation sports store right in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. And you mentioned fishing. I mean, a lot of times people start thinking about hunting in the woods, and they leave that fishing behind. Sometimes that fall fishing can be some of the best, can't it?
Well, as the water starts cooling down, the fish start putting the feed bag on for winter because the pickings are going to be a little skinny come December and January. So, there's some good fishing opportunities.
Yeah, you need
in the fall.
Need the live bait or that magical lure that Craig will let you in on which one's catching the big fish there.
Okay. Right? Yeah, sure. Okay,
okay, sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. He said, if he does know, he might not share it with you, but what else we got going on at Bader's?
Well, that's pretty much it. The sale is going full swing. It'll be going through close of business on September 1st. It's in stock only in the store, so come in for the best selection.
Sure.
If you got a tricky size, we may or may not have it for you.
Okay, all right. And as always, if folks are looking for the for a gun, handgun, long gun, the crossbow, you guys can take care of them there too, right?
Right. The 2024 10-point Wicked Ridge bows are in. We've got some new 2024 Raven crossbows in, a good selection of new and starting to get a little better selection of some used guns. So whatever you're looking for, ammunition, we're pretty well stocked up for the waterfowl season, the grouse season, and deer season, of course.
All right. All the stuff to make that hunt successful and comfortable with the boots and socks and all that stuff to stay warm or cool, whatever you need to do, right?
Right.
Right. Bader Sports Center. BaderSportsCenter.com. You guys got a Facebook page, too, that you put some special promotions on there,
we'll
too,
have
right?
All our, we've got pictures on there, all our stuff. Kim's updating that pretty much daily, so check it out.
Yeah.
Better yet, stop in and see us.
Yeah, outdoor gear, guns, ammo, archery, fishing, boots, whatever you need. Even the, some of that log furniture, too. We don't talk about that much, but that's pretty popular.
Right, we got a local guy that builds all that. Unfortunately, that's not included in our sale, but Kurt does some very meticulous work. It's beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Yeah, and you mentioned you have used guns, too. You guys do have where you sell guns too, right?
Right. If somebody who has a gun they want to get rid of, we'll sell it on consignment for you.
Yeah.
There's actually been some very nice guns come in, so.
Yeah. So check that out too. Always fun stuff going on. Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Yeah. Before we know it, we'll be putting on the orange, and that 9-day deer season will be here way too fast here.
Yeah,
Craig.
I don't know where summer went this year.
Yeah, it's going.
Gone.
It's still going to be hot, but you can just feel the rustling in the leaves are drying up. You can feel them already.
So. Right. Yeah. We were coming back Saturday afternoon and starting to see some leaves change color. And
it's always those couple of early trees. I don't know what flavor they are, but they always like to drop color and drop their leaves really early.
Right. So. Yeah. I'm not ready for that quite yet.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Craig, always good to see you. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right. Have a good day.
Yeah, Craig Bader Sports Center, BaderSportsCenter.com is a website to check out all your sporting good needs. Get on in there to Bader Sports Center. We're going to get to some news coming up in just a moment here. And the birthdays, if you got a birthday coming up, we'd be glad to wish him a happy day. 715-762-3221.
Tuesdays are back at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. They mean taste the tour of Italy, where you can enjoy pasta primavera, chicken parmesan, or Sicilian steak, soup, salad, and Terry's homemade garlic bread for just $15. On Wednesdays, shrimp palooza. Thursdays feature saved prime rib sandwiches, and Fridays are all about the fish fry extravaganza with cod, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts, perfectly paired with signature cocktails, and Saturdays savor prime rib. Find them at the intersection of Highway 13 and Highway 70 in Fifield, Wisconsin. So look for the big deer.
All right, BaderSportsCenter.com. Check it out. You need sporting good stuff. I mean, you live in the Northwoods, so you're hunting and doing all that outdoor stuff. Great place to go shop around at Bader Sports Center. Craig will be in, I think, right away again next week with an update on what's going on with our big sale down there. Get into your local Park Falls BP. Get that coffee. Get the gas to get you rolling. Your local folks at the Park Falls BP, they will take care of you there and get you going. We'll get to those birthdays in just a second here. If you have somebody, it's 715-762-3221. By the way, we do have Minnesota Renaissance Festival tickets, and they're free. So if you want to go over to, it's in Shakopee, Minnesota, which is on the southern edge of the Twin Cities. It's a little drive over, but some people like to make a day trip or an overnight trip and head over there. That's going on weekends. It started this past weekend and continues weekends all the way through the end of September. I think the last weekend is September 28 and 29, somewhere in there. But it's typically like $28 to get in, and it's quite a festival. It's a very unique festival, and some great food, as you can always imagine, probably too with these. So if you're going over there, or maybe you've got a family over there who could use them, we do have free Renaissance Festival tickets for the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Just give us a call at 715-762-3221. Packers going to wrap up their preseason schedule on Saturday. If there was a preseason game to tune into, this might be the one, because I'm not guaranteeing what they're going to do, but typically this game is the one where it's the preparation game for the regular season, because it's going to be almost 2 weeks before they play the regular season opener. So typically the number one unit will be out there for a lot a few series, maybe even the whole first quarter, or some maybe longer. So this is the time where they queue it up and get it ready to go. So if there was a game for you to tune into at least part of it, by the time it gets to mid-late third quarter, then you're going to be seeing the second and third stringers who are going to be trying to build a resume to not only stay with the Packers, but maybe hook up with another team if they don't make it. So Packers-Ravens Saturday, that will be a 10 a.m. pregame, and that will be a noon kickoff. And that means our Brewer game on Saturday will slide over to Trail Mix 103.1. So we'll have Brewers today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday over on 103.1, and then back on the air here again on Sunday. Now, high school football does kick off in many 11-man teams get their seasons going this weekend, but for us, our 8-man squads will go a week from Thursday, the 29th. Winter Birchwood will come to Park Falls and take on Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op team, the Screaming Eagles. So that'll be a 6 o'clock game on Thursday, the 29th. We'll have that game for you on 103.1. And then on Saturday, the 31st, we got Phillips traveling to Wausau Newman for a 1 o'clock game that day to kick off the season. We have Stephen Jetlin back doing our Shawamigan football game, and Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman teaming up to get you coverage of the Phillips Loggers. So exciting year high school football of coverage. You can listen to it on your phone, on your Civic Media app, and we archive those games too. You can listen back to them at 98qcountry.com. Park Falls Knights of Columbus going to be busy. They, of course, they raise a lot of money for scholarships for the kids and such, and they're going to be at the Dollar General store here in Park Falls the next two Thursdays, serving up some lunch and maybe some dinner too, and all the funds raised go for their scholarship fund. Now, they'll be there tomorrow from 11 to 5. Our goal is always to sell them out and make Ronnie Stieber run and get some more food. That's always our goal, and these have been very successful the last few years. A third-pound cheeseburger you can have, a brat with some kraut on that, some ballpark franks also. And again, that'll be this Thursday, the 22nd, again, the 29th, Park Falls Dollar General. And both days will be running from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll get to all of our birthday celebrants in just a moment. Twice an hour news and sports, so let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Last night it was Doug Imhoff, Michelle Obama, and Barack Obama. Tonight it'll be Bill Clinton and Tim Walz. The Democratic convention continuing in Chicago, along with protests in the streets of the city.
This is Jim Ryan in Chicago, about a mile east of the convention venue Tuesday night. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators held a rally without a permit and clashed with police who tried to clear the street in front of the Israeli consulate. The National Lawyers Guild says more than 70 people were arrested.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way back from the Middle East. Another round of talks there, and no ceasefire agreement for Gaza. A Texas judge has just stepped in, saying that the Federal Trade Commission does not have the power to implement a ban on non-compete agreements. The FTC says non-competes let workers switch from job to job more easily. Search goes on in water that's 160 feet deep for bodies of those who went down when a luxury yacht sank this week off the coast of Sicily. This is ABC News. More than two dozen people killed when a bus carrying Shiite pilgrims from Pakistan to Iraq crashed in central Iran. Internet influencer Andrew Tate finding himself in even more trouble in Romania.
Already awaiting trial on charges of human trafficking, rape, and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women, Andrew Tate is now facing additional charges. Police are now searching for premises around Bucharest amid allegations of trafficking minors and money laundering. The 37-year-old dual U.S.-British citizen was arrested in 2022 along with his brother and two Romanian women. All have strenuously denied the allegations. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Lawmakers in Brazil are now talking about a ban on string, but not just any kind of string, the razor-sharp kind that's used in what's known as kite fighting, where people literally battle kites in the air. The sharp strings used to cut each other's kite lines and have also led to injuries and deaths. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We'll be right back. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in battleground Wisconsin last night virtually doubled the DNC for a few hours. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
An energized crowd of 15,000 that stood in line for hours greeted the top of the Democratic ticket at the Fiserv Forum.
Let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember when we fight, we win.
Harris thanked the crowd for making her the nominee. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Harley Davidson says this week it's ending its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Human Rights Campaign says the decision shows Harley doesn't care about equality in the workplace. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Today, August 21st, from 2 to 3:30 p.m. at the Park Falls Public Library, there's going to be adult bingo. You must be 18 or older, and there will be refreshments, snacks, and small prizes. Again, that is from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Park Falls Public Library for adult bingo. Then tomorrow, August 22nd, again at the Park Falls Public Library, from 10 to 10:30, there will be pre-K and K alphabet bingo. Then from 1 to 2 p.m., there will be school-aged kid bingo. Again, that is tomorrow, Thursday, August 22nd, at the Park Falls Public Library, 10 to 10:30, pre-K and K alphabet bingo, and 1 to 2, school-aged kid bingo. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a win over the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Frankie Montas goes 7 innings, allowing just one hit, as they held on to win 3-2 last night in St. Louis. Infielder Joey Ortiz making a spectacular play at third to rob Mason Wynn of a hit in the sixth.
I mean, it's easy to play defense when Frankie's up there throwing strikes, getting contact, keeping us involved. Like I said, when he's throwing strikes and keeping us involved, it's easy for us to make plays like that.
Game two is tonight. NFL Packers training camp wrapping up this week, and Matt LaFleur pretending to get upset when a reporter arrived late to his press conference.
They can handle.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? We got a rule in the team meeting. You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside. Just kidding.
I thought that was directed at me, Mark.
I tried to do my best to play that off. Okay.
That's Matt LaFleur, the team with a joint practice session tomorrow against the Ravens. With sports on Mike Clemens.
That's very funny stuff there. He sounds a little bit like Nate Bargatze, Matt LaFleur did, pulling his comedian side there. I like that. Birthdays and anniversaries, if you got a local one, we'd be glad to talk about you. We've got Gray in here. We've got Ileana in here. They're in just to supervise the old man who's a little bit exhausted here this morning.
Good morning.
Gray, you survived. We threw you right into the fire yesterday.
Yeah, that was 9 whole hours on air. That was more than I thought it was going to be. No, it went great. It was a fun time.
Yeah, we kicked off a new segment yesterday with all the stuff going on. It kind of slipped through the cracks that we've been talking with Kyle Cronin, our district administrator for the Shawamigan schools every Thursday for a year plus. And now we're going to add in some other schools. Butternut will be joining us on Tuesday mornings at 7:45. And it'll be a mix of the athletic director and the superintendent. So we want to get the other schools like Phillips and Prentice in the loop too, and do weekly updates on what's going on with their schools. But it was fun to hear about the latest in the preparations for the Butternut School, Gray.
Yeah, I was just kind of minding my own, talking about the Packers and all the fun. The phone started ringing off the hook, and I thought, this must be Joel's fault. Let's figure out what it is.
With our new technology, if somebody calls a studio, it rings like, how would you describe the ring, Gray?
It's not like that old school metallic ring that phones had for the 50 years before the year 2000 came about, but it's got kind of a similar energy to it. It scares you in the same way. It doesn't just tell you the phone is ringing. It tells you to answer it now. But we figured it out.
Was there an operator on the line that said, Gray, please hold?
No, that voice came over the intercom on the station.
We have the butter.
Would Dr. Gunderson please report to a phone?
See, I'm old enough to remember picking up a phone and actually talking to a live operator. Could you imagine that, Ileana? Like somebody on the other end that was actually, I would ask them, yeah, I'm trying to call 643-1712. Well, that line appears to be busy.
Yeah.
Do you want me to interrupt? And they would actually say this. Is it an emergency? Would you like me to interrupt the call and jump in and tell them that you're trying to call them? And just like, Well, you know, I don't think the fact that I want my mom to pick up chocolate milk is necessarily an emergency, but...
Oh, yeah. No, if I'm calling mom at work, it's an emergency. I don't care how fast she has to run to the phone from some important thing happening at the county courthouse or wherever she is. I'm telling mom it's an emergency, and my brother hit me, and you need to deal with it.
But back, back in those party line days, you could do that. You could dial zero operator, and you would get a live person, and you could tell them that, you know, this is an emergency. I'm trying to get through to this person. And that operator would then jump on the live call between whoever you're trying to call and the other person and say, you know, we have so-and-so from this number who is trying to get a hold of you. Would you like me to connect them? And
it's
crazy.
We don't even want to talk to one person on the phone. We'd rather text you. You got to tell me, you're going to tell me I got to talk to two people in order to talk to one. Not super into that. Well, I recently learned that phones didn't ring when they were new. Like, you actually used to have to shout into the phone loud enough for the noise to travel through the earpiece in the hopes that the person was sitting close enough to the phone to then hear it.
See, I'm not that old.
See, and apparently the thing that you used to shout was, ahoy. That was the thing. When phones were new, people were sitting there across America shouting, ahoy. And if you didn't get an answer, it was, ahoy. And you had to really give it. Like, that's you were the phone ringing. Ahoy.
That's the cookie chips ahoy, apparently. I don't, is that how that came?
I have no idea if it's related, but I know, I mean, I want cookies all the time. If it's related to a phone, I'm half surprised.
But I also, the party line days in rural America, where when you made a call, you would pick up the phone. You wouldn't just pick up the phone and just start dialing. You would pick up the phone and listen to see if there was anybody talking on the line, because your whole neighborhood was on a party line. So if someone was on the line, you would gently put the phone back down, because sometimes you would be talking to someone on a call and you would hear that like little click, and you're just like, is someone listening? You had to be careful what you said on the phone, because there were other people that could have been picking up the phone and listening to what you're saying.
We do that in the house sometimes. If someone's on the phone, we pick up the other one and just listen.
Yeah. See, you can do that within the house. Yeah. But could you imagine being able to do that to your neighbor?
That's like landlines now. A lot of people just use their cell phones. But like, the landlines are nice, because it's like, if someone's on the phone, it's like, oh, what are they talking about? I want to hear.
Oh, yeah. When I'm working at the Dipper, if I'm covering them for a bartending shift or something, which I haven't done for a while, but there would be a lot of times, you know, when the phone rings the third time, everybody's busy. It's a restaurant. So, okay, now it's a higher priority. If you hear the third ring, you've got to answer it. So a lot of the times I'll answer it, and as I'm picking it up, I'll hear someone else who answered the other handset at the same time, and they'll say what I'm about to say. Thank you for calling the Big Dipper. This is, how can I help you? And this part of my brain engages that tells me it's 1998. You're about to watch after school cartoons. You're on a shared handset because, it's like there's a brick in my hand all of a sudden. It's beige plastic.
So how close are we to getting rid of landlines for them just being gone? It's a generational thing, right? I would say I would guess like 10 years away or so from landlines being gone.
I'd say so, probably.
I'd take it a step back from that. I think they're about as gone as they're ever going to be.
Yeah.
Simply because businesses will kind of keep a certain hold on them. You know, I was driving behind a 762 dirt truck on the way in today. If they've got to eventually put that landline number on a cell phone, you know, that's a company in town that's been using that phone number for how long? There will be a certain grasp on it, but I think it's going to be like radio. Technically, radio has been sort of shifted away from, but radio has changed and it's grown in different ways. I think it's more about that. Yeah. The last landline will be something.
And the fact that houses are wired for internet, which also makes them phone capable.
Yeah.
If we ever get to the day where the internet is now coming out of the sky, and we're not running lines into people's houses, then the landlines probably go away. But I think you're right in that the internet line is going to be there, so phone companies are going to be like, well, we might as well continue to offer landline, because it's really not costing us anything more, and we could make $20-$30 or whatever it costs for a landline now.
Right.
So, and the landline quality is better than cell phone quality right now.
Over time, that'll probably be the yardstick, is how long before cell phones sound as good as landlines. That's probably another version of the same question.
Yeah, because cell phones can be pretty tough, especially here in the Northwoods. And it still amazes me that the dead pockets of cell phone coverage, like because of carriers. You know, you have Verizon, you have AT&T, you have whatever else, where you have certain areas. For instance, right here, Verizon is very good in Park Falls, very strong. You can go inside any building, get it. But if you go to Phillips and you go inside the IGA store with your Verizon store, you're probably down to one bar.
I was actually told that changed recently. I think Philips might have rolled out some new towers. Rachel sent me a message from the parking lot at A&W, which she said, the fact that I can send you this is like a generational change. Yeah. That used to not be a thing.
We did get a new like tower because it was really nice. The 4th of July, you could actually like make a phone call, you know, because normally every 4th of July, you know, you have no service in town. So it's like you tell your friends, you're like, hey, don't call me, don't text me. We need to make plans. Where are we meeting up? But this year was like really nice.
And then in Phillips, traditionally, maybe this has changed, AT&T was really strong in Phillips. But then once you left there, then you were kind of in trouble for a while for the AT&T cell, and the towers may have changed now. And
that, yeah, that Verizon monopoly you mentioned has me not knowing how AT&T has fared. By the way, before you dive in too far, I think those are yesterday's, aren't they?
What was yesterday, the 20th?
Yesterday was the 20th.
Yesterday's 21st.
I saw Al Roker there. I was like, hey, I was talking about Al Roker yesterday. That's not right.
But I still travel to other parts of even the state. And it's just like, you know, I don't have much here. There's not much of cell coverage.
No. The one saving grace being that federal law states that if you dial 911, and even if you're not in your cell phone service, it has to go through. If you've got T-Mobile service on your Verizon phone, you can't see it. You have no bars, but the 911 call will still go. So at least there's that.
At least that's what they tell us anyway. I've never had to use it.
Hopefully don't have to find out first.
I tell you what, if I drive between here and Minocqua and I have no bars and I hit 911 and it goes through, then I will retract everything I've ever said bad. But hopefully I'll never have to do that.
Well, I mean, if you do, you'll be right by my house. So if you just stop at the red house, if you're having an emergency, and our landline will save you.
All right. Birthdays today. Casey Musgrave, the singer, is celebrating a 36th birthday today. Usain Bolt used to be, I think, the fastest guy in the world way back. Well, he's 38 now. So the fastest guy in the world continues to change every Olympics, I think, doesn't it? Because we take off like 4/100ths of a second.
Yeah, Usain, I think, was the first person to win that title 3 times, which made him pretty unique. But yeah, every 4 years, there's usually a new guy.
Yeah, somebody's doing it just a little bit faster. And actually, I don't think this Lyles who won the gold medal, I don't think he did because he wasn't. He wasn't the first to cross the line. Somebody else had a hand first. That wins to me.
There's always an argument, if nothing else. Usain was alone all 3 races. There was nobody within like a body length of him. But yeah, Lyles was like just there.
Yeah, that wasn't close back then. But now it's from first to eighth is just less than, like a half a second maybe?
Yeah, silly.
Or less than that. Brody Jenner, the reality show star from the Keeping Up with the Kardashians and that whole circus, is 41. Today, Carrie Ann Moss, the actress, is 57. See if anybody else we know. Until I'm getting old, because more and more celebrities, I have no idea who they are. Harold Reed, is that the Oak Ridge Statler Brothers guy? Isn't he the bass guy from the Statler Brothers, I think?
I think so. We just lost an Oak Ridge. I think we lost the Oak Ridge bass a couple months ago, actually.
Right. This guy passed in 2020. Kenny Rogers, legendary country singer from back in the 70s and 80s. He passed back in 2020. The song The Gambler is a generational song, of course. No One to Hold Them, No One to Fold Them, that stuff.
Maybe the best duet ever, Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream.
And what was cool about that is not only did they sound good on the recording of all the duets they did, but they were best of friends too.
Oh, absolutely. And Kenny, I can speak to his live performance. I saw him live once back in like 2006. Just as good. As good.
And there's been documentaries done with the both of them, and they're both just so thankful they had each other to lean on. They didn't have a relationship like husband and wife. It was more of a professional and friendship type of thing. And it's just so cool to see. Wilt Chamberlain, the original big guy in basketball. He was the Shaq of the 50s. He was the Wemby of what's going to be 2020s and 30s. He was just a guy, they'd throw him the ball, and he was just bigger than everybody else. He just put it in. That's all that happened. So it's like in volleyball, the really tall girl that spikes over everybody, Ileana. That's tough, isn't it?
Yep. Hey, tough. I was going to actually ask you about that. So yeah. Mr. Hoagland told me he sent you a video from Grantsburg last year. Like, it was a video of this girl, really, really good hitter from Grantsburg. She hit the ball and it hit me right in the chest and I like knocked back. I don't know. He said he sent me the video.
I think I saw the video, but maybe I didn't realize it was you that it hit.
You should rewatch that. But yeah, so yeah, definitely when the tall girl's on the other side, you're like, I got to be careful because, you know, if you're not paying attention, all of a sudden you're just...
It's always nice of your coach to send the morning show guy a video of you being shaved. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Oakley.
Keep an eye on the Facebook page for 98Q Country for a brief video of a volleyball impact. That's our own Ileana Winter.
So Wilt Chamberlain, the I'm not going to say he was the first ever seven-footer, but I think he was the first ever dominant one. Now, of course, there's seven-footers everywhere across the NBA because we're not only scanning the U.S. for players, we're going to the corners of Uganda and Australia to find anybody who's really tall, and then we see if they can dribble.
He was beefy, too. Like, a lot of seven-footers are kind of lanky, you know, some knees and out. Wilt Chamberlain was a normal-sized guy, just zoomed in until he was 7 feet tall. That was a lot of dude there.
Yeah.
Conan the Barbarian comes to mind. He made Schwartz look small, so small. That's frightening.
Yeah, I mean, he was like Shaq was. Shaq was the same way, but Shaq had agility, too. He could bring the ball up the floor. He could be the point guard if you needed him to. But Wilt was the original. Wilt the Stilt scored 100 points in a game, and now that's under controversy because there's they say there's lack of video evidence that it occurred. They say that somebody may have tainted that maybe he did actually score 100 points in that game.
So anything before 1920 just didn't happen. We don't have video evidence. I mean, it's just, sorry, just leave it off.
It's like the stories your great-grandpa told, right? We weren't sure if they were true, but they were entertaining.
So. If it didn't take place in a Hitchcock film, it didn't happen in the 30s. Is that what we're saying now?
Yeah, like, sure.
Come on.
Melvin Van Peebles, the iconic movie director from, let's see. I don't know what the name of this song. The first one they have is Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song. That's a 1932 he was born though. So that's a naughty title for an early movie.
Yeah, he was making some records early that probably were some back alley kind of purchases you were making.
Watermelon Man. So Melvin Van Peebles born on this day, passed in 2021, and William Count Basie, the jazz giant, was a composer, pianist, organist, and band leader. He was the man. When big band was going on, he was the Elvis of the big band era.
Yeah, he had an era.
Yes, 1904 he was born, and he passed away in 1984. All right. I think I've woken up a little bit. Appreciate both of you helping out here.
Of course.
We've got 844 on Reality Radio.
Tuesdays are back at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. They mean taste the tour of Italy, where you can enjoy pasta primavera, chicken parmesan, or Sicilian steak, soup, salad, and Terry's homemade garlic bread for just $15. On Wednesdays, shrimp palooza. Thursdays feature saved prime rib sandwiches. And Fridays are all about the fish fry extravaganza with cod, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts, perfectly paired with signature cocktails. And Saturdays, savor prime rib. Find them at the intersection of Highway 13 and Highway 70 in Fifield, Wisconsin. So look for the big deer.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
All right, we've got to get this on our Facebook page, Ileana, because this is a great. You just showed me the video. We're talking about Ileana's volleyball. When was that from?
That was our regional semifinals last year for volleyball.
Okay.
That was good memory because, you know, we won that game and it was an awesome atmosphere and stuff. But no, I just always remember that, just getting pounded.
So you did,
right,
so you did win. Okay.
Yep, did win. A lot of people thought it was in the face, but it was not. It was just in the chest. But so, yeah, I did kind of blast backwards, so it did look like my face. Yeah.
So the girl from the opposing team spikes a ball and Ileana literally not only gets hit by the ball, but it actually launched her backwards just a little bit. It may have been more of a reaction like, you were starting to react to it and the arms went up. But there was a backward movement when that ball hit you.
Hollywood stuntmen aspire to that level of commitment.
So what did you feel at that moment? Were you like,
the wind was like knocked out of me, and then the next ball she came and hit over, and I was going to go for it, but I thought she was going to pound it again. So I was just going to let it be in and just be done. But it ended up being not a hard hit at all. So then I felt kind of stupid, but then I came off the court and I was like breathing and everyone's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm good. Yeah, that was.
So the girl was from what school was it?
Grantsburg.
Grantsburg's good.
I think she's playing college volleyball, but yeah, she was a senior last year, so.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That's volleyball is, they're talking about this at the Olympics for volleyball. Is getting to be a dangerous sport. Not getting to be. It is. The way these people spike the ball, if you're like middle center of the court and you take one to the noggin, that ball's moving, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's knocking you backwards.
Yeah, you remember Jada Egerbrecht. She had an arm on her, too, one time in open gym. I think I was either a freshman or a sophomore. She hit one over the net, and it got me right in the head, but it got up and it landed in on the other side of the court. So that was pretty cool. But everyone was just like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. I'm always getting pounded with the ball. It's fine.
Is there a safe sport? I mean, is there truly a safe sport out there? Even pickleball, which is probably the safest sport available to the masses right now. I'm sure somebody's out there with a pickleball injury saying, no, it's not. They're nursing it right now.
Well, cornhole is safe.
Cornhole, yeah.
Okay.
Except for the verbal abuse you take from some people. It's pretty, it's generally pretty safe. So.
Okay, so zoom out. What does safe mean? I think we have to define that first.
But there is a discussion about if the sport allows you to hold an alcoholic beverage in one hand, is it technically a sport? Or drink while you're playing, like bowling. I know bowling takes a lot of talent, but if you're allowed to drink, or you technically could have a drink in your hand while you're performing the sport and no one would bat an eye, is it really a quote-unquote sport?
You can see why the law gets so bogged down in definitions. It's just like, all right, for the purposes of this paragraph, law means, sport means, safe means, yes, by these weird hoops you jump through, this is a safe sport.
It's a talent. Some of those other sports, I think, are talents, but sport-wise, I don't know.
Swinging a bag in your arm.
To me, anyway, the definition for me of a sport is, does it require endurance? All right. If you're not somewhat in physical shape and you go out there, you will be winded and you will not be able to continue to play the game. And that's basketball, that's volleyball, that's football, that's track, that's all those things. And yeah, you can play cornhole and you can play bowling, and it might be tiring. But there's no running involved. There's
unless
a slight
you're running from someone throwing a bag at you, which has happened.
I mean, if you played volleyball and you checked out of the game, if you rotated out and the first thing you did was immediately go take a bite of a piece of sausage pizza and have a drink of a Pepsi, your coach would be like, what are you doing? In bowling, they're like, okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of the depth, right?
Yeah, breaking a sweat, I think that might be a reasonable line.
Yeah, pickleball, that's enduring.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you darts players out there, sorry.
Yeah, that's a talent. That's a talent, but
billiards, nope, keep that at home.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs. From mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
The Glidden Community Fair announces three big days of celebrating August 31st to September 2nd at beautiful Marion Park. Saturday starts with softball, exhibit drop-off. Starting at noon, it's the Glidden Historical Museum, kiddie rides, quarter bingo, and the horse pull. At 3 p.m., all ages can participate in the frozen t-shirt contest. And at 5 p.m., it's Big Money Bingo. Enjoy all your favorite cool beverages, grab some food from concessions, and corn from the corn roast. We'll see you at the Glidden Community Fair, located at Marion Park.
Heckman Auction Estate Sales in Phillips, Wisconsin presents a fantastic opportunity to bid on a 1,430 square foot home with attached 1.5-car garage, workshop, and storage shed on 3.4 acres in Kennan, Wisconsin. Online bidding starts and ends Wednesday, August 28th. Preview the 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home this Saturday, August 24th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at W10465 Highway 8, Kennan. For details, visit HeckmanAuction.com or download their free mobile app for easy online bidding. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Save big on your roofing project at Menards. Owens Corning Architectural Shingles offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with up to a 130 miles per hour wind and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 40 options designed to help protect your home for years to come. Save big on Owens Corning Shingles at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big.
All right, we're going to, Jody Podmolik is going to be joining us to talk about the athletic complex in the fields there in Phillips that have just grown into some wonderful facilities down there. She's going to join us in a little while. Ileana is here. She's 10 days away from going to college, right?
Yeah, a little less than 10.
A little less than 10. Yeah. It's starting to hit a little bit, huh?
It is. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. What's your move-in day again?
August 29th, so next Thursday, actually. I move in at 12:30, so.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Exciting
crazy.
Times. Exciting times. We got the Park Falls Farmers Market. Today, we are in prime. You know, we got things like, you know, the radishes and maybe even the peas and the beans that are kind of being phased out. But a lot of the fall stuff is there. If you like a good cuke and you want a burp, you got the burpless and the burpee cucumbers, apparently. And Gray was nice enough to corral the list of items that we have. For this week, anything stand out in there, Gray?
No, I will say that there's a lot more. I mean, it's not that there are more berries. We've got raspberries, blackberries, and blueberries, which we had last week. But I know they're a little more in season this week, so we're kind of in the prime. If you were hoping for berries, I'd show up at about 1:30 and plan to wait in line for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's been like that each week. Every time I drive by on a Wednesday, it's I look at the clock because, holy cow, it's completely full already. What time is it? It's 1:15. So you gotta get there a little bit early. But if it helps you get there a little quicker, they do accept Chamber Bucks. Most are accepting Quest cards, WIC, Senior Market coupons. But yeah, Chamber member now. So dust off the Chamber Bucks that you've been saving up for a rainy day. Use them on a beautiful sunny day like today.
Yeah, the beans are still good. The grab and eat beans, those are still there and good.
Ooh.
So cucumbers run late. We'll be seeing some of the pumpkins and gourds coming out here, I'm sure, in the next couple of weeks too.
Squash
pretty close
is
to
a
that.
Foot. Yes,
pumpkins maybe a little bit. For me, as a kid, when we had a large garden as a kid, and pumpkins were so much fun because we would try different areas of our property. We lived in the country. Just to see if there was an area that would grow the pumpkins better than others. So one year I went down below, it was a weeded area, and I just kind of dug up little plots. And it turned out that the pumpkins just went crazy down there. I don't know if it was the sun or what it was, but there's an excitement about going out there and just seeing them just turn into these monster pumpkins out there. They're a lot of fun to grow and very low maintenance too.
You got to meet the great pumpkin?
I did. Charlie Brown, yes. Yes, he did.
I'm just kind of thinking internally, like, it's amazing what becomes fun when you don't have the internet and days worth of distractions. Just they're just moving pumpkins around to different dirt, and they're loving it.
Yeah.
The standards have raised a little bit, and I don't think it's fair to pumpkins. They've gotten left in the dirt in the wrong kind of way.
No, we're considering the pumpkins' feelings, yeah.
Like, suddenly the hoop and the stick makes a lot more sense, you know? Just, let's push this down the street. It's a grand old time.
Yeah, like I said, pumpkins are just so easy. You just, you know, you create a little spot, and basically you go four corners in the middle, you put five seeds in there, you cover it up, and you're good, you know? Unless it's really dry, you don't have to water it. Unless a chipmunk doesn't get at it or something and eat the seeds. You know, they take off, and they're so cool to, we used to, one year we grew so many pumpkins, my brothers and I just went nuts, and we had literally like a trailer full of pumpkins that we took to our church and just gave away to everybody because we knew that they were just going to sit there and just rot. And then there's always the debate on the pumpkins too, is Some of the people who are really good at it will make the pumpkin pies, of course, out of it.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to know what you're doing there and where you're, what you're taking it out of. And then the seeds, too.
Oh, the seeds are so good.
Yeah. So how do you guys do the seeds?
We do, Ileana? Normally, we either just do like a garlic and whatever seasoning, but I like the ones where you do like the butter and then you do like cinnamon sugar.
Yes,
those are
cinnamon
so
sugar.
Good. Yes.
I was waiting for you to say that. Mm-hmm. I was judging whether you were going to or not.
Yeah, no, those are really good.
So you just lay them out on a cookie sheet in the oven? Is that what you do? Or
yeah.
What do you do?
I think you have to like soak them first too. I don't know. Yeah, I never really do that part. I just do like the...
A water soak is, I think, supposed to be. That's how Grandma did it for sure. Water soak, then lay them out. I think she brushed butter on them, which always seemed like a hassle because they would like flip as she was brushing them. And it's like, yep, that's where I would quit. That's where I would give up out of frustration. But they would inevitably hit the oven and I'd take a nap and wake up to the best snack ever.
Oh,
so can you do them in air fryers now? Can you do
I'm
pumpkin
sure.
seeds in
you can
air?
Do everything in an air fryer.
Yeah, and you can drive an air fryer to work now. It'll absolutely cook some pumpkin seeds for you. You just got to get the double wide model when you go to Walmart next time, and just make sure to gas it up before you go.
Yeah, because that was always a thing for us. Of just like, it seems like a lot of work for a little bit of stuff. But the air fryer, now I could do that because you just pop it in there and hit the pumpkin button, and then just you know hit start. You're good, right?
I've grown suspicious. I'll admit, I've grown suspicious on the air fryer front because we were at Walmart the other day, and not to knock or support that store, but they had an item that looked like a toaster oven and it said on it built-in air fryer. And I thought that strikes me as one of those stickers that if I make toaster ovens, I'm looking around at my line of toaster ovens, which one can we say has an air fryer in it? Mm-hmm. Without changing it. What can we slap a sticker on and charge $20 more for? So I think we've reached the point of air fryers where they're calling everything an air fryer so that people buy it.
Yeah, and like anything else, there's the better ones and the ones that aren't so good too. So so you got to be careful of that because there's always the cheap knockoff ones. But we use our air fryer a lot. The best thing that I like about them is that you can now go to restaurants and you can feel confident that you can throw a handful of fries in the to-go container and maybe a little burger or something, and you can throw it in your air fryer, and it brings it back to life pretty good.
The soggy French fry is a thing of the past. I'll admit that. If for nothing else, they are French fry revivers.
Yeah, because before, even if you put them in the oven, they were still just, it was a long process.
The trade-off, the hassle for the return. This one way easier and better results. Life doesn't work that way very often. You're right there.
Yeah. All right. More of Reality Radio coming up. Let's get some news update now.